This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know about your house, Vin, but at my house, the sun went away. I had a minute. There was a minute of sunshine. I'm expecting that over the next few days, but right now it is just gray and socked in. What's it doing in downtown, Nicole?
Nicole.
It's sunny.
Hi, Nicole.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Sorry, I was looking out the window.
And Bryn's checking out on the peninsula. What's it look like?
Oh, blue skies. It's beautiful out
oh,
there.
Oh, good for you. Vinny's up and peeking. We really have, I guess we don't have the East Bay covered, but other than that, we got
that's true.
We got you.
I have super beautiful blue skies down here in the South Bay, but forecast for a little bit of rain, so we'll see if that how that changes. The forecast has been, I mean, it's spring, so it's pretty typical that we get a mix of rain, clouds, and predictions don't last. Right now, I've got partly cloudy for the weekend with no rain in the forecast, so we'll see.
That's, you know, I'm looking for no rain. I think that would be great.
I'd love to just have the sun finally come out. I think by now everyone, if you're going to take this seriously, you are. And if you've decided that, screw it, that thing will never get me.
Yeah.
Then,
there
okay,
are those people.
Then you're that guy and that's the way it's going to go for you.
Right. Either way, sunshine. Let's have it. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Okay. Make sure to post how you're practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. Radio.com, also an app where you can listen to this radio show. Also, other stations, I think, might be there.
Nah, it's just us.
What basically you want to do is you want to stay on Alice all day.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
So this is one of the burning questions we've okay all probably asked ourselves and asked each other. And is this thing I'm feeling, is this coronavirus or not? And if I have symptoms, what do I do? So this is from, let me see what I'm looking at. The Chronicle. The Bay Area is still in the cold and flu season, and now coronavirus is circulating too, which leaves many people wondering with this cough and this fever and whatever else I got, what do I do about it? And the short answer is, this is right out of the article, it's probably not the coronavirus,
oh,
but it could be. As for what to do?
Jesus.
And as
probably
for
not,
what to do? Stay home.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yep,
that's
all right,
really helpful. So,
well, you don't want to go out and give it out to anybody else if it is the corona, but it probably isn't, but it could be. But either way, just stay home. Unless for some reason you can't breathe at all, in which case drive yourself to the hospital. Don't infect anybody in your family. All right, great. Good, solid.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we are in the cold and flu season, so there's no question that it's possible
that it's
you
not
caught that instead of coronavirus.
Yep.
I know that I got really sick last month, or maybe it was the end of February, whatever that was, and I could have sworn I had it.
Yeah.
The cough that I had, but they keep saying, first of all, I got tested, and they said it was the flu, and then they said, this year's flu had a bad cough. So yeah, I had the flu. I didn't have coronavirus. A lot of people who were sick at that same time, and even as far back as December, are wondering, that cough I had, it had to be, right? And yeah. I guess they're saying no, probably not. So anyway, there's a list in the Chronicle on this article about what the symptoms are and how they share symptoms between cold, flu, and coronavirus. So if you're curious, you can look that up.
Either way, though, just stay home. You just don't leave, and you probably don't have it, but you might.
Right. Easter Sunday is this Sunday. A lot of people are bummed. This is some, you know, there's two times a year that, you know, a lot of people go to church, Christmas and Easter.
Yep, those are the ones.
And so I'll guarantee you the churches are bummed that they don't get to fill their pews.
And their coffers.
Right. Most of the churches that you attend to, though, will probably be doing something online. So there is a way, if you're interested, to celebrate Easter. You'll just have to look for it.
Yep. There are plenty of online things. We were, even that that Joel Osteen guy, he's got Kanye and all the big names.
One of the upsides to this, I don't know, the whole world shutting down, is the world is on track to see the biggest yearly drop in carbon pollution ever because everything's been shut down.
That is quite amazing.
Our air is better, our water will be better,
and Greta Thunberg is going to have a happy day for once.
Well, I mean, it should make us all happy, but then again, as the businesses we know and love are going out of business,
yeah.
It's hard to stay stoked for long. Air travel numbers in the United States are at the same levels as they were in 1954.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
so
the last time.
People are still flying.
Yeah, there's people still flying, but that was the last time the average of fewer than 100,000 people flew per day in the country.
Jesus. Well, it's true. I mean, flying is part of, you know, that also recirculated air on airplanes. I mean, anybody on that flight has corona. Everybody's got it.
Oh, speaking of, I'd just thrown the story away, but as you mentioned that, there's video of people in Indonesia. I guess they were all on a ferry, and after hearing someone on board had coronavirus, the video is of people jumping off the ferry.
Talk You're kidding me.
No, well, I mean, I guess they like their chances in the water better than staying on the ferry.
Wow,
and
we
covering
are really...
their mouths and washing their hands. I mean, washing your hands is nice. You hear it. You know you're supposed to do it. But it doesn't feel like you're protecting yourself.
No. Like jumping into the water does. Oh. That's Did they all survive?
I don't have that. I'm assuming the waters weren't rough. 24% of people are saying, thanks to the coronavirus, they've gained a bunch of weight. Since sitting inside and eating all day.
Well, it is harder to not eat constantly because there you are walking by your kitchen every 5 minutes.
Turmeric chicken?
Turmeric?
Is that what it is?
Is that what you had?
No, that's what you had.
Oh, no, we had chicken tagine.
Oh, tagine.
It's like a tagine.
Okay.
Jungkook's in that thing. I don't know what the science is behind that little cone thing that's on there, but it makes mighty good chicken.
It
and we
good.
Do it over couscous or rice. We did rice this time. But
what kind of rice you go with? A white rice or a short grain brown?
No. He did a white rice because it takes so much less time to cook. But he did it with like lemon, like preserved lemon and saffron, and it was freaking delicious. It's it was so damn good. And anything with olives in it, I'm all about it. I love olives.
What are you for?
Yes.
You love olives?
Yeah, you don't love olives?
Well, I mean, olives are fine, but I've never seen anybody but a child be like, I love olives.
Oh, I love olives. I put them on my fingers.
Yeah.
And I eat them off No, I love them. I'll put them in anything. I want them in all my Mexican food. I want them all over my pizza. I want them. Give me some olives.
All right.
Sometimes if I'm hungry for a snack, I'll open up a can of olives. Like, I'll eat those. Well, sometimes there's nothing else.
By the way.
Yes, dear.
We were talking about weird advertising, and I don't know if these guys are going to advertise or not, but last week, this time, we got something. Is it called Grillbox?
Oh, my God. That was amazing. It is called Grill Box, and it was basically everything you needed for a barbecue, all pre-cut good tomatoes, washed lettuce, and in, you know, sheafs that were perfect for the great bread. Oh my God, that place was great.
Right. So we got ours, and I honestly loved it.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I mean, you know, whatever. And yet it turned out to be, we ate it. It was our date night last week. We ate it on Friday night, and it was really good. So I don't know if these guys are going to advertise, but there's an example of something you can do when you're.
Listen, Grill Box, you should advertise right now because people are looking for ways to eat creatively at home. And that, I mean, I thought the salad was really good. The burgers themselves, they're real thin patties. And, you know, so they only took a minute to cook and on your grill and piece of cheese. Oh, my God. I was like this. And even this little sauce that came with it.
Yeah.
We saved it.
We did the whole thing, too. And I'm telling you, yesterday or the day before, Christina goes, are we getting that Grill Box again? I don't think so.
You know, but I actually think, too, that it's, I think right now it's only available on the peninsula. So I don't even know if you and I can actually get that.
Oh, well, it was a special delivery, wasn't it?
It was a special delivery.
Whoever can get it, that turned out really good.
Yeah, I was very impressed. And listen, we get asked to endorse a lot of things. And this is, by the way, this is not a paid endorsement. This is simply a shared experience that we had that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Grill Box, sign on.
Hey, for those of you who are expecting a stimulus check and probably needing it, they should start dropping next week, as in on the 13th of April. So, wait a minute. Where are we? Yeah, Monday we should start seeing those dropping into people's accounts. So, fingers crossed, you'll get yours next week. I don't know how much you're hoping to get or what, whatever, but
I hear, though, that it is kind of staggered. Like, if you've already filed your taxes and you e-filed them, then you're going to get it a lot quicker than a lot of other people. Some people are going to wind up waiting a long time for that, so.
I don't know. I'm in the middle of holy tax hell.
Oh. I feel you.
Oh, my.
Oh, what is happening?
What is happening? Oh. Catching it on both sides.
No doubt.
You know what I mean, right?
Are you catching in the back, too?
In the back and in the face. Oh, yeah, both goodness. Sides.
Boy,
I'm getting
you are really Eiffel towering over you, huh?
Yeah, it's not good. I didn't see this coming at all. Yeesh.
Well, it comes up behind you. It's hard to see. So,
how about a couple fast facts?
I love those.
Fast facts. The term dog days of summer has nothing to do with actual dogs lying around in the heat.
Oh, really? What's it got to do with?
It's a reference to the star Sirius, which is called the dog star, and its position in the sky in the summer.
Huh.
The dog days of summer.
But
I thought for sure it was.
Shouldn't it be the dog nights of summer?
Yeah, I don't get it at all. That doesn't make sense at all.
Hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with dog days. Dogs just trying to stay cool. You know, they got that fur coat on the whole year. Ooh.
Michael Crichton is the only person who's ever had a book, TV show, and movie all top the charts at the same time.
Oh.
Can you name any one of the things that
Well, it's got to be Jurassic Park.
Yes.
How about, geez, what was out around the same, it couldn't have been Jurassic Park the book because that would have been before. Like Outbreak, wasn't that one of his?
Disclosure.
Oh, Disclosure. I don't remember.
Was a number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Jurassic Park was the number one movie. And what TV show was Michael Crichton involved in that was number one at the time, too? The year? 1994.
X-Files?
I don't know. It's ER.
Oh, ER. Really? Oh, I didn't realize he was involved in that. Oh, my God. Well, that's amazing.
What? Just happened to you.
I don't know. I'm sitting here in my house, Vinny. I just, you know, trying to entertain myself.
Hey, I wanted to mention this real quick because it happened to me yesterday. Anyone with glasses knows trying to wear a mask and your glasses at the same time leaves you all fogged up. They say the secret, one of the secrets used by people who do surgeons is you wash your lenses with soapy water. The fogging up happens to surgeons, and that's what they do if they wear glasses with medical masks. They wash them with soapy water. Apparently it works.
Huh. As opposed to just wiping them off.
Right.
Well, you know how if you spit, if you put some sputum into a mask that you wear when you're deep sea diving or just yes. snorkeling or whatever, like that actually keeps it. So, but that would make your, you know, if you're a surgeon, you don't want to have smeary eye holes.
Right. And if you're carrying coronavirus, you don't want to be spitting around other people.
That's true, Vin. True.
Run for it! I mean, honestly. Let's see here. Oh, I can do some text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the stuff, couple things you guys sent. Good morning. Can you say happy birthday to my mom, Anna? She was a first-generation listener, and I'm the second. Thank you for brightening our mornings.
Oh, wow. Boy, we're getting a whole nother generation. And then those people are having kids now, too. Hey, and while we're saying happy birthday to people, I want to say happy birthday to my longtime partner and longtime love, Vinny Crackhorn. Happy birthday, Vin. I know we're not going to get a chance to say it to you on the air on Sunday, but your birthday is on Easter Sunday. And I hope that you have a great day.
Not to take away from that, but I'd like to say happy birthday to Anita. Her birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Anita.
Birthday, Anita.
Oh, Anita.
Where's that picture of her tummy?
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
You got to find that. You got to find it.
I know I have it somewhere, and it's funny when I think about it. I have no idea where it is. It's an actual photo. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I posted on my Instagram is a picture of the paper picture.
That's funny.
Love you guys. Mishaps and all. Super mm-hmm. Well, listen. Come on.
You'd have to. If you love us, we're the right. mishap show. So
we'll make you earn it.
Yep.
We'll do it live.
I super appreciate your positive and make it feel as normal as possible. Great job, Nicole.
Good job, Nicole.
Oh my God, Ben. I'm 39 and I love olives. All right.
They have olive bars at places. I mean, you know. Who doesn't want some big fat olives? And I like them with the pit. I like to eat them off the pit.
Mm. You do?
Work them. Yeah, work them.
And then you get that mushy thing that you got to spit out somewhere.
Then you suck the pit and they put it into a little, put it in a bowl with your sputum.
Vinny, what are you, for Sarah, without missing a beat? Yes. I love you guys.
At heart, I'm for.
There was a great one here, but it dropped down because we added new stuff. It was from a salesperson, and I just thought it was so classic.
A salesperson that works at our station?
No, but a salesperson that works in radio. Oh, here it is. Vinny's on to something with the Terminix bit. I'm an account rep for a North Bay radio group, and I'm always looking for new ways to include my clients on and off the air. P.S. You guys are the reason I'm in radio.
Oh.
That's nice.
That is nice. Yeah, radio's fun.
Ironic timing that while Terminix was knocking at Sarah's door, an ad for Pacific Coast Termite was playing on radio.com.
Oh, that's too bad.
Crunch.
Well, Terminix, you better get in on the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Hey, I'm out of time, but I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.